Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and proud to introduce you to DeAndre Ash, lead pastor of Extraordinary Church and the founder of Ash Academy Christian Preparatory School for Young Men. Also, Robert Miller III, assistant pastor of Trinity Worship Center in Ellenwood, and he serves as the administrative and campus dean of Ash Academy Christian Preparatory School for Young Men. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having a conversation with us.
Absolutely. I was telling you offline, I so wish that you guys were there when my kids were growing up. They could have used a good young men's preparatory school and a Christian school on top of that.
Absolutely. Well, a part of our impetus is that we had wished that there was a school like this for us coming along, too. And so we can empathize with you on that.
Absolutely. So tell us about Ash Academy. You know, who's your target demographic and what your vision and mission is?
Sure. Our mission, it is to eradicate the epidemic of undeveloped potential in minority male students by providing a world-class attainable private school education for minority male students.
I like that word attainable.
Thank
you. I like that word attainable.
Absolutely. Attainable. Dean Miller and I have an embodied experience with being a young black male, mm-hmm. and we just realized that a lot of times because of social structural issues that black men don't always reach the potential that they are capable of, their academic potential, social potential, their earning potential. And so we wanted to create an environment where young men can come free to be themselves, learn what it is to be a man, a leader in the community, and help them to attain the potential, the God-given potential that they have. And we have a tuition philosophy that allows that allows that to happen.
I love that. And I love, you know, just that attainable potential, because we do see that every day in our young black men. And mine are now 27 and 29. And, you know, you still you're struggling sometimes with that's not your full potential. You're not doing up to your potential. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that starts very young. And so you are enrolling 6th and 7th grade. And what is so wonderful about this is that that's when the kids change in middle school. So you already know you're hitting the mark, right?
Absolutely. Dean Miller is a father. You may want to speak to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the campus itself is awesome. I think that when we can make it obtainable for the students, they're going to come to have an experience. We're focusing on character development, creative thinking and ways of learning, critical thinking and character development. Yes. I mean, this is a campus where we're creating Renaissance men. When they leave this campus, they'll be ready for Georgia Tech, Morehouse. They'll be ready for whatever it is that God has purpose and destined for them to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They will accomplish it because they'll have the right structure in place with Ash Academy.
Talk about, Mr. Miller, about, you know, the issues that kids come into middle school with at that 6th grade. What are they, 10, 11, somewhere in there, 11?
Yes, ma'am.
I remember when my kids got to that age, and I just woke up one day and I said, who are you? They just changed so much at that time.
Absolutely. At that age, they're dealing with so much, the peer pressure, the to fit in, you know, what to be, you mm-hmm. know, they're growing. For young males, it's the testosterone. It's so much going on with a young male student that a lot of times if they're in the wrong environment, teachers who are not familiar with students, they'll just write them off.
Yeah.
And, absolutely.
They just, you know, chalk it up as disciplinary behavioral issues, but that's not the case. They're growing and they're trying to find themselves.
That's right.
Statistically, they would say that male students learn better in a single gender environment. So it was very imperative that when we were structuring the growth of our school, that we wanted to focus in on just male students because mm-hmm. we understand that males go through so many different complexities and so many different challenges and changes. One of the reasons why we decided to have uniforms is so your son won't be competing with another child and another child won't feel less than because they may have a certain brand of shoes.
Right,
so we have all of our students dressed appropriately every day.
Now that's good stuff, and it's so true. I like the one gender because, you know, at that time, young boys recognized girls. I'm probably a little bit earlier, but they recognized, gosh, girls, they're pretty. You know, they're so distracted by that. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're enrolling 6th and 7th graders. Requirements. What are some of the requirements for your academy?
As far as parents are concerned, parents and students?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have an interview process that Dean Miller and I send parents and students through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just important for us that we have a right fit. It's important to us that we have a right fit. We're not an alternative school.
Right.
Meaning that we are selecting students who can come to this environment, benefit from it, and have that extra boost that they need to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there'll be students with different backgrounds. But our focus is to reach those students who maybe are just doing mediocre work and push them into excellence. Those students who could easily cruise through middle school and high school with C's and D's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take those students who are on the way to average, put them in an environment, challenge them academically, intellectually, and I transform them into students who attain up to the level of their potential. And so, of course, we send them through the whole admissions battery. I think, but one of the most fascinating and promising aspects of our process is that we have a tuition philosophy that allows parents to afford a quality private school education. And with that, what that means is that every student who's accepted has the opportunity to receive a 50% tuition reduction. And with that 50% tuition reduction, that will put them well below the average cost of quality private school education
mm-hmm.
across the state, really across the nation. And so that puts a parent in position to comfortably afford a quality private school education.
That's right. Comfortably. I know what I paid for it. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And some of the, you know, top echelon schools are, that's a house. So, you know, mm-hmm. when you think about trying to send your kid to private school from at this point, let's say 6th grade through the 12th grade, my God, you could have bought a house. It's crazy.
But,
but I love that you care enough about the students to say, look, 50% off. And guys, you need to go to the website, ashacademyeagles.org. And see what that is. It is unbelievable. It is definitely doable, in my opinion. So let's talk about the curriculum for these kids, as well as, you know, I think that especially boys, well, girls too, have to be well-rounded. So it's got to be more than just hitting the books. So tell us about student life there.
Yeah, our focus is our character, creativity, and critical thinking. We're fortunate enough to have a board and a core group of teachers who spent years, decades even, in the public school classroom, private school classroom, even in executive level leadership
mm-hmm.
In public school systems. And so we're able to put together a curriculum that is in line with state standards. And so our students are at or above state level expectations and performances. But because we're a private school, we have the latitude to be a little bit more creative
mm-hmm.
with our curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, a part of our daily schedule, we have an extracurricular activity called business development. So our students are putting together business plans.
Good.
That they're actually going to take to the marketplace. Today we have an assignment where we're studying the demographics within a 5-mile radius of our location, and we're figuring out how do we do business, attract customers based on our model, the models that our students are building,
mm-hmm.
based on our demographics. And so we have the latitude to be creative and to really address those gaps that sometimes are there in the public school education. We have music, technology. And so there's a wide range of
mm-hmm.
elective options that we have here and that we have the latitude to do here.
That's great. It makes for such a well-rounded student. It really does. You can be smart all you want, but if you don't know how to do anything else but books, not well-rounded. And when you look at college applications, mm-hmm. they want to see a broadness in you. They want to know that you're smart, absolutely. But they absolutely want to see that you are more than just books.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That's good stuff. That's good. I see that you got a little basketball going on over there.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to pull together a basketball team this year, and we want our students to be involved in athletics. And really, to be quite honest, we were happy just to be on the court competing this year. But our guys are fighters. I thought maybe we'd go 0-6, but our guys are fighters, and they went 4-3 this year. They won 4 games and lost 3, and
pretty
I thought
good.
That was phenomenal. A lot of the guys was their first time playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was to see them out there fighting, never giving up, diving for loose balls, playing tough defense. I mean, they did it a lot of times against guys taller, older, more experienced. Mm-hmm. But we have a group of fighters. And so
love that.
We're grateful for that.
Love that. You know, I hear you, and I hear both of you, and your passion for the minds and the souls of these young boys. And I think that for our young African-American boys, our young Black boys, they're Black to me, that there's a certain language. You have to talk to them a certain way to instill certain things in them, to get them to move along down the road. And it's so interesting because they're not all alike. But there's this thing about pride and who you're going to be. You know, like old school stuff, like what our grandmothers and grandfathers kind of instilled in us, you know, that it still works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dean Miller, you care to speak to that? I know along with being Dean here, Dean Miller is an associate pastor in Ellenwood. And mm-hmm. I think he actually just taught a series about that, about what it means to
wow.
steal the right things and gear and direct students in their own unique way.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the challenges that we're facing is that with sixth graders, seventh graders, a lot of times, the students or even the teenagers in this matter don't really know that parents are for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to just go and tell your child, hey, go do this and go do that. But it's another thing for you to let them know, let little Johnny know, hey, I am for you and I want you to succeed. You're talking about the language of a sixth grader, the language of a seventh grader. As parents, we have to step into their world, find out what they are saying, what cries do they have, what concerns
mm-hmm.
do they have. And as parents, it's a challenge because sometimes we forget that we were once that age.
Absolutely.
And so you have to get down on their language, literally humble yourself as a parent, as even as a teacher sometimes, to find out what are the complexities, what's going on in their world, so that we can make a difference. The students have to know that the parents or the teachers are for them and not against them.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for male students especially, sometimes they may feel like that the teachers or the parents, rather in home, are suffocating, micromanaging. And so we have to allow them to grow and also allow them to express themselves. And so one of the things I know that we do here is we try to create a positive culture
mm-hmm.
where the students can really just have that relationship with the faculty and staff to really voice concerns, open door policies, making sure that we hear what the students are saying, and also raise the bar for expectations. So if a student may express a complaint a certain way, and we can just have that conversation, hey, this is not how we're going to conduct ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can come up to another level. Let's push the standard up at this level and really bringing out in a safe environment, cultivating with that child, working with that child, bringing out a positive reinforcement where that student knows that they always have a teacher that has their back. Dean Miller, Dean Ash has their back, and they know that and they believe that. Therefore, we can expect greatness out of them.
So, Mr. Ash, thank you so much for that, Mr. Miller. Mr. Ash, tell folks how they can learn more about the school. Are you having an open house? You're enrolling 6th and 7th graders this year. So tell folks how they can reach out.
Sure. You can reach us at 404-808-6568. And also, please visit our website, AshAcademyEagles.com. org. You can find more information about us there. There are registration packets available there. You can schedule a tour or a conversation with us at ashacademyeagles.org, and you can find out most of the valuable information that you need to know about us, or give us a call. And I'd also like to say that Dean Miller and I are products of DeKalb County Schools.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it is to be a Christian in a public school environment, and to have those values tested, to be a Christian young man in a middle school environment in general and have those values tested. Sometimes you meet the mark and sometimes you don't. We are providing a quality, safe environment for our students to be students. Young black men are suspended at a much higher rate across the nation than any other demographic. And so there's space here for our young men to be young men, and at the same time to be shaped and formed into being the men that our community need them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So call us at 404-808-6568 or visit our website, ashacademyeagles.org. Give us the opportunity to make the impact that we were called to make.
All right. I love it. DeAndre Ashe and Robert L. Miller III, both with the Ashe Academy Christian Preparatory School for Young Men. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the time and for the conversation.
You.